lecture was recorded in Gorakhpur, UP, India, on the evening of February 14th, 1970.
अतः श्रुति कहे ब्रह्म साविशे God, Brahma, the great. Brahma means the great. Vriyatat Brahmanatat. The absolute truth is the great and can expand also unlimitedly. अद्वैत अच्युत अनादि अनंत रूपम रूपम ही हैज गॉट हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म अनंत अनलिमिटेड बट दे आर ऑल वन अद्वैत अच्युत अनादि अनंत रूपम आद्यम द ओरिजिनल पुराण the oldest, purusham, person, advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam. Although he has got innumerable forms, they are advaita, they are one. Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam, adhyam, original, purana, the oldest. And Purusha, the person, Navajauvan, the oldest, but Navajauvan, just beginning of youthful life. That is the description in the Brahma Samhita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Brahma Sabhises, Sabhises means person with varieties of energy, not impersonal. Ataya Shruti kahe, according to Vedic evidence from the Sita-satara Upanishad, Apanipada, he has proved that when the Upanishad says that the absolute truth has no hands and legs. This means that he has no material hands and legs, but he has his hands and legs. Who is shouting? Why they do not come? Why they are shouting there? Then he says, see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments in this connection that Adu Brahma Prakita Hastapada Nai Boliya Pare Sigra Chale Emang Sakal Vastu Grahan Kare. In the beginning, the Veda says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no, not personality, Brahma. His person, of course, we say personality, but this personality is not material personality. Sigra chalevam sakal vastu grahan kar. He walks very quickly and he can accept whatever is offered to him. So, these very statements in the Vedas confirm that he has hands and legs, but not hands and legs like us. Aprakita. That we cannot understand. Aprakita. Prakita and aprakita. Prakita means things which are created. And aprakita means which are never created, sanatana. That we cannot understand. As soon as there is statement of the Absolute Truth form, transcendental form, we think that He has a form like us. How it can be? That is quite reasonable. God cannot be possessing a form which is like us. Now, therefore Bhagavad Gita says, Sambhavami Atmamaya. He descends, He comes down as His Atmamaya. We accept this form given to us by the material energy. Pratite kirmanan, gunai karmani sarvas. According to the association of particular type of guna, quality, we get a form. But Krishna is not within the influence of the material qualities. His form is different. Sarai sajya purna vigraha jahan heno bhagavane tumi kaho niraka. The discussion was going with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a follower of the Sankarite brother. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Vedic evidences that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has His form, transcendental form, Satchidananda Vigraha, but His form is not material. That is the opinion of Shankaracharya. Narayana para abhaktyat. Narayana, He is transcendental to this creation. So, with reference to this material creation, He is impersonal. But when He speaks of the spiritual world, He is a person, Satchidananda Vigraha. Sarai sajya purna purnananda vigraha jaha. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Brahma is full of six kinds of opulences. Purna, sarai sajya purna, and ananda, and full of bliss. There is a English word, I think, variety is the mother of enjoyment. Enjoyment, ananda means enjoyment. Enjoyment cannot be impersonal. There must be variety. That is enjoyment. You have got experience that when there is a bunch of flowers of different colors, it is very enjoyable. And if there is only rose only, or the rose is very nice flower, it is not so pleasing. With rose, some green foliage, some grass, inferior quality, it looks very beautiful. So when there is question of ananda, because Krishna has got form, Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal chit, full of knowledge and full of ananda, bliss. Anandamaya Vyasat, Vedanta Sutra says. The Lord is Anandamaya. There is a Mayat Pratyaya, there is controversy between the Sankaras and the Vaishnavas. They say that Mayat Pratyaya, this Pratyaya from Sanskrit, verbal root, is affixed in two cases, when there is excess and when there is transformation. So, either cases, the ananda or the blissful nature or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extensive, unlimited. Prachurya, or prachurya means extensive. So, Saraisajya Purna Ananda Vigraha Jaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one who has got transcendental full of ananda, henom bhagavane tumi kaho niraka, and you think of such personality of Godhead as impersonal. How it is possible? Without being personal, there cannot be ananda anubhav. Just like we are persons, we can feel pains and pleasures. Unless one is person, there is no question of enjoying ananda. So that is his challenge, that if the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of ananda, as it is stated in all the Vedic scriptures, especially in Vedanta Sutra, anandamaya abhyasa, then how he can be impersonal? There is no personality. And he gives other Vedic evidences also. The apanipada javana grahita, that he has no hand, still he accepts whatever is given to him. So there is no possibility of the Absolute Truth being impersonal. He is person. Heno bhagavane tumi kaho nira. Sabhavik tini shakti jai brahme hai. Nishakti kari tare karaho nish. The impersonalist says that the Brahma has no energy. The difference between Vaishnava philosophy, what they are talking? They are not coming here. You see? Then who is talking? Now, the Mahabharata philosophers, their point of view is the Absolute Truth is impersonal and there is no different energy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's challenge is that Absolute Truth has got multi-energy. That is also stated in the Upanishad. Parasa Shakti Vividhaivasya. The Absolute Truth has multi-energy, innumerable energy. And such energies have been divided into three divisions. Parasa Shakti Vividhaivasya. Natasya Tajam Karananthya Vidya. He has nothing to do. Why he has to do? Because his energies are working. Therefore, he has energy. Just like Krishna says, Maya Tatamidam Sadmam Jagat Abhakta Murtina. The whole universe in its Abhakta Murti, non-manifested form, I am. Aham tatamidam sarva. Aham, but at the same time, aham is there. Aham means I. And the word abhakta is there, non-manifest. The Krishna is manifest, then what is this non-manifest? The non-manifest is the energy of Krishna. Maya tatamana, by me. If I say, I have got a big business, big factory, if the proprietor says, I am all pervading over this factory, that is time. Suppose one man has got a factory, say Birla. They say Birla factory, Birla jute mill, Birla. Birla's name is there. Although Birla is a person, he is not there. It is very easy to understand. Birla is a person. He is not present in that factory. But everyone says Birla's factory. That means Birla's money, Birla's energy is there. If there is any loss in that factory, the suffering goes to Birla. Or if there is any gain in that factory, the profit goes to Birla. Therefore, Birla's energy is there in the factory. Similarly, the whole creation is the manifestation of Krishna. Maya tatavidam sadmam. I am all-pervading. But that does not mean in everything, everything there is Krishna, His energy. He is represented by His energy. This is called simultaneously one and different. Achinta Vedave Tattva. This philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Achinta. Simultaneously one and different. The Birla factory is not different from Birla because His energy is working there. At the same time, Birla is not there. Similarly, in this material manifestation, everything is God. Idam hi visham bhagavani vetara. In the Bhagavata, there is statement by Narada. Idam hi visham, the whole universe, is the Supreme Personality of God, but itara, but it's still different from Him. This philosophy is very sound philosophy. Simultaneously one and different. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatavidam sadvam. I am expanded. I am all pervading. Masthani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on me. Naham tesu avasthita. But I am not there. The Mahabharata philosophy is, if God or Brahma is all pervading, then why there should be another separate Brahma? No. That is also confirmed in the Vedic literature. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Purnasya, Krishna or the Supreme Absolute Truth is complete. And if complete is taken from Him, it still is complete. This is material idea. That if the complete has spread all over, then where is the separate existence of the complete? That is material idea. But the spiritual statement is, if complete is taken from the complete, still the complete is complete. That you have done. Purnasya purnam adaya. Here in this material world, we have got experience that if I have got 1 rupee in my pocket, and if that 1 rupee is taken from my pocket as it is expended, there is no more 1 rupee, it is spent, it is zero. Or that 1 rupee has been distributed in purchasing several commodities. So the 1 rupee is distributed. There is no more separate existence of that 1 rupee. This is material idea. But according to Vedic scripture, purnasya purnamadaya purnam eva avasishyate. If you take 1 rupee, from that 1 rupee, still that 1 rupee is there. That we cannot adjust in a teeny brain. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, achinta. It is not accommodated in our teeny brain. Therefore, those who are teeny brain or poor fund of knowledge, they think that when the Absolute Truth is distributed, Sadmam Khalidam Brahma, then where is the person? But that is not the concept. The conception is, he is unlimitedly powerful, Saraisajya Purna, with all power. He can create so many personalities himself. Just like Krishna expanded himself into 16,000 forms. When he married 16,000 wives, he expanded himself in 16,000 forms. When he was dancing in Asulila, he expanded himself. Each gopi was thinking that Krishna is dancing with me. So, that is Krishna's or God's unlimited potential. Not that if he expands, he becomes zero. In the Brahma Sangita also it is stated, Goloka eva nivasati okilatma bhuta. Although he is living in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, he is all pervading. For example, Krishna says, Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajachit tadaham asnami bhaktapuhitam. Tadaham bhaktyapuhitam asnami prajatatmana. Now, there are innumerable devotees who are offering Krishna with love and faith, patram puspam phalam tyam. Just like in this temple, we are offering to the deity according to the order of Krishna. Some preparation made of patram puspam phalam tyam. So he is accepting, he says, that I accept, I eat. But the atheist class says that he does not eat. Why? If Krishna says, I eat, what the atheist class of people has the right to say that he does not eat? He eats. Now, not only in one temple or in one place, but millions and trillions of places, they are offering Krishna, devotees. And Krishna says, everywhere he is eating. Now just imagine how he has expanded himself in millions and trillions of forms. He says, I eat. And there are millions and trillions of devotees offering him. Then everywhere he is eating. That's a fact. Yes, he can expand. But that does not mean that he is no more in Goloka Vrindavan. He is still there. He has expanded in millions and trillions of forms to accept the offerings of his devotee. At the same time, he is in Goloka Vrindavan. That is it. Goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuta. Advaita yachita anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purisam navajavu vanancha. Vedesh dullava adu lava atma bhakti. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is difficult to be approached by simple understanding of the Vedas. One has to become a devotee. Just like Bhagavad Gita, it is simple. It is the entrance book for spiritual understanding. It is not very, highly theological literature. That highly theological literature is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, we get all information how Krishna expands himself. Advaita Vedesh Dullava. Therefore, one who does not read Bhagavad Gita through a devotee, Krishna, that's why Arjuna is a devotee, he understands Bhagavad Gita. Without going through a devotee, nobody can understand God or his statement. The thousands of people, for thousands of years, reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know Krishna. Is it not a fact? Yes. So because they are not going through the proper channel. There is still Vedesh Durlava, Adurlava Atma Bhakto. Simply by trying to understand the Vedic literature, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of God. Vedesh Durlava. Durlava means that it is very difficult to approach. Adurlava Atma Bhakto. But Atma Bhakto, those who are devotees, for them, he is very easily accessible. So take for example, now you have gone to see very high officer, say the secretary of the government. You are waiting. You have sent your card, you are waiting. But you cannot enter the room without being permitted. But an ordinary orderly, his servant, he is thousand times going and coming. There is no restriction for him. He does not require any permission. He goes within. because and the message will come through him. In Dwarka, perhaps you have read in the Nectar of Devotion, that Brahma, Indra, they used to come to see Krishna, and Krishna's orderly, they were offering prayer, and Krishna's orderly was requesting them, please make no noise. They were offering prayer, Brahma, Indra, and his personal servant was prohibiting him, please do not make noise, sit down here. This is the position. So, Vedesh Durlava, Adurlava Atma Bhakto. Krishna is not available, not approachable, simply by studying Vedas. He has to be obedient to the orders of the devotee. Here he says, Savabhik Tin Shakti Jai Brahma Hai Nishakti Kari Tare Karaha Nishta. That Krishna has got by nature innumerable energies, and they are divided into three, Chit Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti, Antaranga Shakti and Tadastha Shakti. All the Parasa Shakti, Vivida, all the Shaktis or energies, they are summarized in three divisions. One is called spiritual energy and the other is called material energy. And the rest is called marginal energy in the Bhagavad Gita. These three energies are stated. Bhagavan Krishna says, Bhumi rapa naravayu khaṁ buddhi manarayuvasa. Prakriti bhinnāme prakriti astadhā. These eight kinds of energies are my separated energy. How separated energy? Try to understand what is separated energy. Just like in the tape record, I sing or speak, it is recorded. But when the tape record plays, I do not speak, I do not sing. But it is my energy, it is what? That is separated energy. And when I speak directly, that is not separated energy, that is also the same thing. So they are from Krishna, the whole material. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartat. Everything is created. From me, I am the creator of everything. How is create? This bhumi rapana lavayu khang buddhi manala. This eight separated energy. There is a material energy. And aparayam, they are inferior because they are material energy. Therefore, inferior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. Beyond this, there is another superior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. There is another superior energy. What is that superior energy? Jiva bhuta, mahabhava, jayidam dharjati jagat. These jivas. The jivas are energies. How jivas can claim that they are God? They are energy of God. There is the mistake of Mayavad philosophy. Energy and the energetic, although non-different, still energy is not the energy. Just like this light is emanating from the bulb. So the illumination is there both in the bulb and the light distributed. But you cannot say that this illumination is the bulb. Krishna says that these are my bhinna prakriti, material energy. The earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, ego. The whole material creation is out of these eight energies. And the living entity, jiva bhuta, that is para-prakriti, spiritual energy. Living entity is also spiritual energy. He has got his two energies, spiritual energy and material energy. Another marginal energy, which is also spiritual, actually. But it is called marginal because individual. And this individual spiritual energy can select either to live under the material energy or the spiritual energy. That it is called marginal energy. Just like sparks of the fire, it can fall down on the ground and it can remain with the fire. Similarly, we, living entities, we are parts and parcel of Krishna, or we are sparks of the fire. So we can fall down within the material energy and we can remain in the spiritual energy, as you like. So when you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, you live in spiritual energy. And when you are without Krishna consciousness, you live in material energy. When you live in your material energy, then your the illuminating quality, because you are fire, part and parcel of Krishna, that is extinguished almost. Therefore, you are forgetful of Krishna. Our relationship with Krishna is practically extinguished. And again, the fire, a spark, if it falls down on a dry grass, then gradually the grass becomes blazing. So, if we are, because in this material world there are three modes of material nature, if we are associated with the goodness quality, then our spiritual energy again becomes blazing fire. From this modes of goodness, purity, knowledge. The Brahminical quality, sattva sama dama titikha, when you are put into that dry grass, although this sattva sama dama, truthfulness, or controlling the senses, or controlling the mind, knowledge, toleration, these qualities, they are all material qualities. They are not spiritual qualities. I don't think that if one man is very truthful, that does not mean that he has attained spiritual quality. The spiritual quality is different. But these material qualities, sattva, sama, dama, titikha, all this, they can help you. They can help you to be situated in the transcendental spiritual quality. But don't think that they are themselves spiritual quality. No. That is another. So, the spark of the Supreme Fire, when you fall down in the dry grass, the spiritual quality or the fiery quality is there, still. But it may also extinguish. Therefore, our transcendental position is Shuddha Sattva. We have to always keep ourselves in transcendental position by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Always being engaged in Krishna's service. Then we are Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpa. That is our Brahma situation. Simply realization of Brahma is not all. You have to be always engaged in Brahma activities. Then there is possibility of remaining in the Brahma platform. The Mayavadi philosophers, as soon as they realize that aham brahmasmi, they think that they are liberated. But no, that liberation is theoretical. That is not practical. Practical liberation is when you are situated in devotional charity. Then there is no chance of falling down. If you simply think that I have become Narayana or Narayana position, there is fall down. There are innumerable examples. So we are tatastha shakti. The idea is tatastha means marginal. We can fall down in the material world and we can raise ourselves in the spiritual world. This is our position. But we are energy, not the energetic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that Savavik teen shakti jai brahme har nishakti karitare karahani. He is giving evidence from Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Puran, there are 18 Puranas. There are Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Puranas. So, Sattvic Puran is required for spiritual improvement. So he is giving evidence from the Sattvic Puran, Vishnu Puran. What is that? Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kritya Gakhya Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Tritiya Shakti Rishyate. Vishnu Shakti Parapropta. All energies of Krishna or Vishnu, they are transcendental, para or aprakita, not prakita. Just try to understand what is transcendental Shakti. Just like transcendental and mundane or material. Material world is created by the transcendental desire of Vishnu. Just like the Bible, it is said, let there be creation, and there was creation. Krishna also says, that this material care, ekran shina situjat, atma bahu naitina king athena tavarjana, bistabhyam bistabha aham idam kristam ekangsina sita jagat. Ekangsina sita, by one part of energy, the whole material creation is there. He says, I enter into this material world, and by expansion of my one part of energy, this material, whole material creation is there. There are many jasmat bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti jatuva imani bhutani bhavanti jatuva janmat dasya jataha. There are many Vedic statements. The janmat dasya jataha, that means the creation of this material world, is from the Supreme Lord. Now, that creative energy of Supreme Lord is not material. That is spiritual. The material means the material world is created by the spiritual energy. Therefore, the spiritual energy existing before the creation of the material. Therefore, Vishnu's energy is not material. Vishnu's energy is spiritual. Here it is stated that Vishnu Shakti Para. Para means spiritual, prokta, it is said. Khetragya akhya tathapara, and khetragya means this jivas. In the Bhagavad Gita, khetragya, khetra and khetragya. There are two statements in the Bhagavad Gita, I think in the 13th chapter, that khetra is this body. And the owner of this body, you and me, we are different owners of different bodies. We are khetragya. So the khetragya shakti, this is also shakti again. It is shakti. It is not the energetic. So this khetragya is also para, spiritual. It is confirmation of the Bhagavad Gita. That Vishnu Shakti Parapraksha, the Lord's energy is spiritual, and the another energy, which is known as Khetragya or the Jivas, they are also spiritual energy. But energy, not the energy. Khetragya akha tatha para, avidya karma sangha anna tritiya shaktirishyate. But there is another energy. Which is, now that is also spiritual in the original sense, the material energy. But that is avidya. Spiritual energy covered by something else. How is that something else? That is just like sun is covered by the cloud. The cloud is not separate from the sun. The cloud is created by the sunshine. Therefore, it cannot be separate from the sun. But its business is to cover the sun. When there is cloud, you cannot see the sun. Similarly, this material energy is not different from God. There is another example. So the same electricity energy. One apparatus is heater, and the another apparatus is refrigerator, cooler. The energy is the same. The heater is also creation of the electric energy, and the cooler is also creation of the electric energy. But they are working different, for different purpose. Another example can be given that the civil department and the criminal department of the government, the energy of government is there. The government is maintaining both the departments by the finance of the government. It is not that government is not financing the criminal department. The criminal department is also financed by the government. Similarly, this material world is the criminal department. It is also God's energy. But it is covered. Here, just like in the, what is the difference between criminal department and civil department? In the criminal department, there is disobedience of the law of this government. There is nothing but disobedience. The members of the prison house are all disobedient citizens of the government. Similarly, in this material world, this material energy is also Krishna's energy, but here it is the place for the disobedient part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna bhulya jeeva bhogavancha. Persons who are, very much energetic to forget Krishna and try to lord it over this material energy, they are called conditioned soul or imprisoned. We are all imprisoned within this Durga. And the superintendent of this Durga, or the fort, is called Durga, Durga Shakti. Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka. Chaye vajasya bhuvanani vibhati Durga. This material world. But those who have no information, how this Durga is there, how this Durga is there, they think that by worshipping, by pleasing Goddess Durga, they will be happy. No. Pleasing means you have to abide by the laws of the Durga, material world. Otherwise, Durga will take his trident and pierce on the chest of the Asura. Durga is controlling. The Asura is also a living entity within this Durga. So those who are Asuras, those who are not cultivating Krishna consciousness, they are Asuras. For them, the Durga's trident is on the chest of the Asura. You have seen that picture. So you cannot get out of this Durga simply by bribing, by satisfying. You have to satisfy Durga in a different way. Just like, these are very easy to understand, that if you are in prison house, if you satisfy the superintendent of jail, somehow I have seen in Delhi that one man was, he was a very nice young gentleman and he was typing. I was here, fair gentleman, very nice looking young man. So I talked with him, what is your cause of condemnation coming? So he acted as a spy in some government secretarial department. So he was put into prison for 10 years. But he was educated, he was intelligent, and he pleased the superintendent of jail. Therefore, instead of keeping him in ordinary cell, he was put into the office and tied. But now try to understand, this prisoner, by satisfying the superintendent of jail, he is little given concession not to be placed in ordinary cell, but he is working in the office as a typewriter. Or he is given some, or there are many political prisoners. They are given first-class bungalow, first-class residence and all facilities. But the superintendent of police has no power to release him. That is not possible. Similarly, by bribing or by satisfying Durga, you can get a comfortable position within this material world. But your real business is how to get out of it. That Durga cannot get. Haring binana mriting taranti. So long, you do not come to the shelter of Krishna. Mameva japrabhadanti mayami tang taranti. Unless you surrender to Krishna, there is no possibility of getting out of the clutches of samaya. That is not possible. So he shall decide further tomorrow.